Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The foundation of the Christian's life is faith in God's Son, and in His Word. The author of Hebrews expressed that truth very plainly and powerfully. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11, 1 and 6. The word substance in Hebrews 11, 1, hypostasis, literally means that which stands under. That is also the meaning of the English word substance. In other words, faith is the foundation on which Christians build for time and for eternity. Paul told the Corinthians, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." 2 Corinthians 5, 7. If faith is the foundation on which we build, what do we use in building on that foundation? There are a number of places in the Bible where we could go to answer that question. But I choose to examine 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. All of these concepts are vital to every Christian's life. But I want to concentrate today on the little expression, add to your faith. The Revised Standard Version renders the Greek, make every effort to supplement your faith. But if we are saved by faith only, is it really necessary to supplement our faith? I did not ask if it were advisable or helpful, but is it essential that we add to or supplement our faith? My friends, you know the answer to that question, even if you are not a diligent student of the Word. But just in case you have not read the Scriptures lately, or never knew what the Bible teaches on this topic, please turn to Hebrews 11 and read along with me. Let us first take note of the faith of Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11, 7. As you listen to my reading about Noah, did it appear to you that Noah was saved by faith alone? Was there any act of obedience he had to add to his faith for him to be acceptable to the Lord? The verse says, he moved with fear. What if he had not moved with fear? Would his faith have saved him? His moving with fear led him to prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Preparing the ark involved a great amount of work. Would Noah's faith without that work have saved him? If it would, what was the Hebrew writer's reason for mentioning his working? Do you remember what the book of Genesis says about the faithfulness of Noah? Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Genesis 6, 22. How can anyone get faith only from that verse? Many faith-only proponents appeal to Abraham as the supreme example of salvation by faith only. But they need to look more carefully at Hebrews 11, 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. My friends, did you notice that the main clause in that sentence is, by faith, Abraham obeyed. That is the kind of faith that saves. We thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.